感谢主，我们接下来是祷告的时间，我们把时间交给 Abraham 弟兄。
诗篇第119篇一节到16节，行为完全、遵守耶和华律法的，这人变为有福；遵守他的法度、一心寻求他的，这人变为有福。这人不做非义的事，但遵行了他的道。耶和华，你曾将你的训词吩咐我们，为要我们殷勤遵守。但愿我行事坚定，得以遵守你的律例。我看重你一切的命令，就不至于羞愧。我学了你的公义的判语，就要以正直的心称谢你。我必遵守你的律例，求你总不要丢弃我。少年人用什么接近他的行为呢？是要遵行你的话。我一心寻求你，求你不要叫我偏离你的命令。我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。耶和华，你是应当称颂的，求你将你的律例教训我。我用嘴唇传扬你口中一切的典章，我喜悦你的法度，如同喜悦一切的财物。我要默想你的训词，看重你的道路。我要在你的律例中自乐，我不忘记你的话语。我们一起来祷告。亲爱的主，还是感谢你的恩典。主，你在十字架上为我们舍命，主留下你的宝血洗净我们一切的罪。主，你也从死里复活，将你永恒的生命赐给我们，让我们在永恒的生命当中有永远的盼望。主啊，有永生的把握。主，我们献上感谢和赞美。主啊，我们更是感谢你。主，你将你的话语教导我们。亲爱的主，我们来到你的面前，这是为我们自己来向你祈求。主啊，特别是在这个时期当中，主，我们很多的各样的信息、各样的社交媒体上各样的判断论语啊，各个地方新闻各样的各样搅扰我们的信息。主啊，孩子真是把我们自己仰望在你的手中。主啊，求你保守我们的心在你的面前。主啊，求你让我们能够看重你的话语。主，让我们默想你的话语，让我们遵守你的话语。主啊，也让我们真是能够将你的话语藏在我们心里。主啊，在这个时间当中，这段时间当中，你更是让我们的心被你的话来吸引。主啊，以至于我们的心喜悦你的话语。也像诗人所说的，我们能够在你的话语当中自乐。主啊，我们的在你的话语当中真是尝到你话语宝贵的甘甜。主啊，让你的话语在我们的心中真是来做教导归正督职的工作。主啊，让我们在所有这些所有的各样的信息袭来的时候，主啊，我们有你的话语在我们的心中。亲爱的主，孩子真是求你恩待孩子自己众弟兄姐妹。主啊，让我们真是在你的话语当中来有更深的追求，把我们求你让我们把你的话语存在我们心里，以至于我们在看各样媒体的时候，以至于我们在被各样的信息所袭扰的时候，主，你保守我们的心，我们的心不至于得罪。亲爱的主，求你深点在我们众弟兄姐妹身上。主啊，你让我们的信心建立在话语的根基上。主啊，求你的话语做我们脚前的灯，路上的光。亲爱的主，孩子感谢你。主啊，孩子真是把我们为你的恩典感谢你。主啊，孩子也为我们教会弟兄姐妹在前一段时间为中国教会为中国疫情的奉献献上感恩。主，你让我们弟兄姐妹有这样一个的心来摆上。主啊，孩子也为中国的弟兄姐妹收到我们的奉献顾念我们在美国的疫情的这样的心献上感恩。主啊，他们把口罩再寄回给我们。主啊，让我们在这里有这样的能力，可以把一些口罩来分给在社区当中需要的人。主啊，孩子为我们过去周当中教会弟兄姐妹真是把口罩来分给这些需要当中的需要当中社区当中需要的人，主，我们献上感恩。 主啊，孩子感谢你让我们有这样的事工在你的面前。主啊，孩子更是为随着这些口罩所去的那些福音的单张来摆上我祷告。主啊，愿这些愿无论是哪一个就接到这个福音单张的，主啊，若是已经是你的儿女的，主啊，求你借着这话语更加的激励。主啊，若还不认识你的，主啊，求你借着福音单张的话语，主啊，你来向他们说话。主，你不光让他们看到主你的慈爱，更是能够看到你的救恩。亲爱的主，我们把这个事工仰望在你的手中。主，我们来到你面前，主，我们献上感恩，让我们有这样的权柄，有这样的荣耀，在这样的事情来服侍你。但是主，我们更是愿意你的荣耀在整个这个事工当中得以彰显。主啊，吸引人来归向你。主啊，孩子真是把所有一切接到这些福音单上的每一个人都仰望在你的手中。主啊，你的圣灵做奇妙的带领的工作，让人来认识你，归向你。亲爱的主，孩子感谢你的恩典。主啊，孩子也真是特别感谢你，让我们在这样的光景当中，我们有正常的教会的聚会，在你的话语当中来寻求弟兄姐妹在一起交通。主啊，孩子为这样奇妙的恩典献上感谢。主啊，求你借着我们弟兄姐妹在一起的聚会，主啊，让我们这是在你面前，主，无论是我们用诗歌颂词颂赞你的时候，主啊，你的话语宣讲的时候，还是我们弟兄姐妹彼此分享的时候，主啊，主啊，都求你借着用这样的聚会建立我们，建造我们在你的面前。亲爱的主，孩子也特别把我们当中有需要的弟兄姐妹交在你的手中，再次把我们年长的弟兄姐妹交在你的手中。主啊，你恩待保守在这个时候，主啊，祝福他们的身体脱离一切的难处和凶恶，所以保守他们出入蒙你的恩典。亲爱的主，孩子也真是把我们教会各样的事工继续仰望在你的手中。主啊，也预备我们弟兄姐妹的心。主啊，当我们再一次可以在一起聚会的时候，主啊，教会当中各样的服事各样的事工重新展开的时候，主，你现在预备我们众弟兄姐妹的心。我们愿意在你的事工上有份，我们也愿意在你的家中来服侍你。主，你恩待保守我们众弟兄姐妹。亲爱的主，还在这个时候也继续纪念的全地的疫情。主啊，把这个真是全地各样的继续在泛滥的这个疫情交在你的手中。主啊，求你施怜悯恩典，纪念那些在困苦当中的人。主啊，因着各地有属你的儿女被主耶稣基督所称为义的那些义人向你的祷告，主啊，你就医治那地，主啊，你就拯救那里的百姓。主啊，孩子也真是把所有一切在上掌权的仰望在你的手中。主，你让他们真是在面临这样的光景当中，真是能够谦卑下来，有一颗敬畏的心在你面前。主啊，孩子也特别把这些还继续在第一线当中来救护病人的这些医生护士仰望在你的手中。主啊，你加他们的力量，保守他们。主啊，孩子更是把你全地各处的儿女交在你的手中，在这样疫情的光景当中，主，你让我们在你面前做你美好的见证，保守我们的心在你的面前。亲爱的主，孩子也把我们今天在你面前的敬拜话语的宣讲交在你的手中，也把你儿女在各地全世界各地在这个时候向你的敬拜仰望在你的手中。愿你的名得着荣耀，愿你的名得着高举。孩子这样感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。
感谢主，谢谢一般人弟兄带我们做祷告。我们昨天期末大团聚小组查经的时候，有讲到马太福音的十一、十二章，其中提到了说耶和华是我们的主，是安息日的主，然后我们凡劳苦担重担的人都可以到他那里去，他就是我们得安息，因为他跟我们一同负轭，他的轭是容易的，他的担子是清醒的。我觉得我们现在在当前的这个环境中间，我们要时时刻刻的来到主里面来寻找自己的平安，寻找自己的喜乐，因为在世上很难找到这些东西，很难找到这些长久能够在我们心里面存留的这些平安和喜乐，我们只有在主里面有真正的平安喜乐。我们希望我们每个人，不管是前面的工作道路看不到方向的，或者是我们被罪压得喘不过气的，或者是我们在主里寻求还寻不见的，我们都来到神的面前，我们把这一切重担都交给他，跟他一同负轭， 因为他应许我们说他的担子是清醒的，他会跟我们一同前行。我们一起来唱下一首诗歌 In Christ Alone。
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest trial and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease, my comforter.
接下来是正道的时间，我们把时间交给冯涛弟兄，他会给我们带来信息《火热的心》。
感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们再一次来思想圣经的话语。
Thank God that in the Sunday morning we again come to study the Word of God.
我们大家一起可以来读一处圣经的经文，是在路加福音24:13-35。
We can all read today's passage, there's a book of Luke chapter 13 to 35. And you can look on the screen, we can read together.
好，我们现在可以看到路加福音的24章13节到35节，我们可以一起来读。13节起。正当那日。正当那日，门徒中有两个人往一个村子去。这村子名叫以马忤斯，离耶路撒冷约有25里，他们彼此谈论所遇见的这一切事。正谈论相问的时候，耶稣亲自就进他们，和他们同行。于是只是他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。耶稣对他们说，你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事呢？他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。二人中有一个名叫格留巴的回答说，你在耶路撒冷做客，还不知道这几天在那里所出的事吗？耶稣说，什么事呢？他们说，就是拿撒勒人耶稣的事，他是个先知，在神和众百姓面前说话行事都有大能，祭司长和我们的官府竟把他解去，定了死罪，定在十字架上。但我们素来所盼望要赎以色列民的就是他，不但如此，而且这事成就现在已经三天了。再者，我们中间有几个妇女使我们惊奇，他们清早到了坟墓那里，不见他的身体，就回来告诉我们说，看见了天使显现，说他活了。又有我们的几个人往坟墓那里去，所遇见的正如妇女们所说的，只是没有看见他。耶稣对他们说，无知的人哪，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。将近他们所去的村子，耶稣好像还要往前行，他们却强留他说，时候晚了，日头已经平息了，请你同我们住下吧。耶稣就进去要同他们住下。到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，掰开递给他们，他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。忽然耶稣不见了，他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去，正遇见十一个使徒和他们的同人聚集在一处，说主果然复活，已经显给西门看了。两个人就把路上所遇见和薄饼的时候怎么被他们认出来的事都述说了一遍。感谢神，我们圣经的经文我们就先读到这里。
Thank God, this is the passage you're going to read.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你，感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you. We thank you, send your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, Word become flesh and come to this world.
感谢主耶稣在十字架上代替我们，担负我们的罪，在十字架上接受上帝的刑罚，受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
We thank Jesus that on the cross, he bare our sin and died in our place, and was dead.Buried and third day raised from the dead.
感谢神给我们有这样宝贵的信心，让我们仅仅因着信靠主耶稣基督在十字架上的受死，信靠主耶稣基督第三天从死里复活，我们就成为新造的人，我们就有永生的盼望。
And we thank God to give us the precious faith that is by trust what Jesus has done on the cross, his death and his resurrection, and we become a new creation and we have eternal hope.
感谢神把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们，成我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
We thank God that through the Bible you give us your word, and your word become the lamp upon feet and light upon path.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
I will pray in the name of Christ. Amen.
在这一段新冠病毒疫情蔓延的时间，很多人的心情是非常的压抑啊，非常的郁闷愁苦的。
And during this COVID-19 period of time, a lot of people, their emotion, they are very depressed and a very lot of troubles.
每天各样负面的新闻借着各种媒体向我们袭来，各种不好的消息对将来非常悲观的论调就是充斥着我们周围。
And every day there's we are bombarded with a lot of negative news and a lot of saying about how bad the future would be and all those things. And basically we are crushed by all those flood of those negative news.
前几天就是晚上的时候，我接到一个组内的肢体给我打的一个电话，他说他这时候心情非常的不好。
And a couple of days ago in the night, I received a phone call from a Christian body, and he basically said he was very disturbed.
然后我当时一听，我还有点担心，我说是不是这个病情的缘故，是不是他或者他的亲人呢，就是感染了这个新冠的疫情，让他心情如此的不好。
And when I heard this, I kind of worried. I was wondering if that because of the COVID-19, he or his relatives like got this virus and so make him so anxiety and depressed.
后来在电话里他跟我一说，哦，原来不是这个原因，而是因为他跟他的一些亲戚朋友这个政治观点完全对立，然后他非常的郁闷，心情非常的不好。
But after talk, I realized it's not that because it's just because he said his political view is quite different from all his relatives. And so they have an argument, whatever that is, make him very depressed.
然后呢，就是他没有办法去说服他的那些朋友和亲戚朋友，然后他看为这是非常正确的事情，怎么他们就完全是相反的看法呢？
And he just cannot convince his friend and his relatives, and he thought his point of view is very correct. Why they cannot just accept his point of view?
最让他这个心情压抑郁闷不高兴的是，就是为什么神到现在还不去审判那个邪恶的政府，那个邪恶的政党，他到处散布病毒，散布谎言。
And the most, for him, the most depressed things is why God still didn't punish this evil government or evil political party that spread the liars, spread the virus.
就是这是大恶人，这太邪恶了，上帝赶紧审判他审判这个国家，审判这个政府。
And he said this is too evil and God should be quick and to judge this government, judge this country.
为什么神还不这样做心情非常的郁闷着急压抑。
And why is this no action from God? So he was so depressed and he was so anxiety.
然后居然很多的人甚至就是他认识一些人也被这些这个谎言这些东西所蒙蔽。
And he also kind of amazed so many people was be fooled by all those liars.
后来当我听到这一番说话的时候，事实上这种想法这种观点事实上在很多人都有，我甚至在一些弟兄姊妹身上都会有这样的看法。
And when I hear this, I thought, well, this is not like his own view. There's a lot of people, maybe some brothers, Christian brothers, sisters have this type of view as well.
就让我想起，当主耶稣基督复活之后，就是我们刚才所读的路加福音的经文，这两个非常郁闷满面愁容的门徒他们也是心里非常的郁闷。
And then I just think about the passage we just read, and these two disciples, when Jesus was resurrected, and these two disciples on their way to Damascus, they also were very depressed and very troubled.
其实主耶稣基督复活了，这两个门徒他们也听见那个妇女所讲的话，他们也说，就是门徒们也去看了耶稣的坟墓确实是空了，他们听到耶稣复活的消息。
Because they hear the news of resurrection of Jesus Christ, and they hear this too, the woman told this information, and they also have the information that the disciples went to the tomb and the tomb is empty. They have the news of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
哎，但是他们仍然是非常的愁苦，圣经说他们满面的愁容啊，心情非常的不好，非常的压抑郁闷。
But they're still very depressed and very troubled, and the Bible describes them, they have the expression is so despaired and depressed.
为什么耶稣基督复活了，他们却仍然如此的压抑，如此的愁苦呢？为什么会是这样？
And why is that Jesus Christ was risen, and why they are still troubled and still depressed?
因为他们对主耶稣基督的这种政治上的期望他们没有看到，他们落空了。
Because their political expectation of Jesus Christ, they don't see it, and they actually fall apart.
那么这两个门徒对主耶稣基督的政治上的期望是什么呢？他们是自己这样说的。
And so what is their expectation of Jesus Christ in terms of political? And that's what they said here.
他们说我们所盼望的这个拯救以色列民的这一位救赎主，他就是耶稣，但是他被钉死了，然后有人说他复活了，但是我没有看到。
And they said basically the Messiah they actually expected, they looking for, is supposed to come to deliver Israelites. And he was crucified, and someone said he's risen from the death.But we didn't see it.
所以他们没有看到耶稣复活，事实上他们没有看到什么呢？他们没有看到这个耶稣把以色列人拯救出来，他们没有看到。
So what they said they didn't see, Jesus didn't risen from the death, is they actually means they didn't see that Jesus delivered the Israelites. They didn't see that.
然后他们所盼望耶稣拯救以色列人，就是耶稣打败推翻当时邪恶的罗马政府、罗马帝国的殖民统治，复兴大卫的国，这是他们的一个政治期望。
Because their political expectation is the Messiah Jesus is supposed to defeat that the Roman Empire, the evil Roman Empire, and then deliver Israelites and revive the King of David, Kingdom of David.
这是他们一个政治诉求、政治期望。他们认为耶稣会来实现我们这个政治诉求、政治期望。
Because that's their political pursuit, and they think the Messiah Jesus is supposed to come to deliver that pursuit.
然后他们说，你们虽然有人说耶稣复活了，但是我们没有看到这一切发生呢，没有看到大卫的国复兴，没有看到邪恶的罗马政权被推翻。
So their point is very clear. You said Jesus is risen from the death, but we don't see that the kingdom of David is revived. We don't see the Roman government being overthrown.
所以他们还是愁苦，还是满面的愁容，因为他们对耶稣的政治期望落空了。
So they are still in trouble. They're still depressed because their expectation, their political expectation,about Jesus is completely fall apart.
就像我刚才提到的，我接到的那个电话，事实上，这个世界上很多的人，甚至有很多的基督徒，对耶稣都有某种政治期望。
So, just like the telephone call I received today in this world, a lot of people, even a lot of Christians, there's some kind of, they have some political expectation of Jesus Christ.
他们说啊，耶稣来就是要帮助这个国家打败另外一个国家，帮助这个政党推打败另外一个政党。
And if someone had the view that Jesus come, it will help this country to defeat the other country, to help this political party to crush the other political party.
或者帮助这样的一个政治人物去击败他的一切的政治上的对手。
Or help this political figure to defeat all his adversary.
那我们来看圣经，圣经到底有没有这样说过呢？有没有说上帝道成肉身的耶稣来到世界上要做这样的事情呢？
But we have to come to the Bible. Let's see if the Bible ever said this, that Jesus would become flesh, come to this world, he wanted to do this type of thing.
那么我们来看约书亚记的五章十三到十四节。
Let's look at the book of Joshua, chapter 5, verse 13 to 14.
我给大家读一下，大家可以看到眼前的大屏幕。
And you can just read on the screen.
约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候，举目观看，不料有一个人手里有拔出来的刀，对面站立。约书亚到他那里，问他说：“你是帮助我们呢，是帮助我们敌人呢？”他回答说：“不是的，我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。”约书亚就伏伏在地上拜，说：“我主有什么话吩咐仆人？”那么，上帝的选民以色列人。在约书亚的带领下要去打败耶利哥人，去击败推翻耶利哥城。
Here recorded that happened when the time that Israelites, the chosen people of God, will be led by Joshua going to come to attack the city of Jericho.
所以这时候约书亚看到一个大一个威武的将军在那里刀都是拔出来的。约书亚就说你是来帮助谁的呢？
So Joshua saw this person that is a kind of a very strong figure and is still there and he just asks, are you for us or for our adversary or for our enemies?
其实很多的时候我们基督徒或者说上帝的选民都有这个想法，就上帝肯定要帮助我呀，上帝一定是来帮助我啊。
And so this lot of times that the God's people also have this thinking that God is for me. God will help me.
但这个将军这个元帅说，他说我不是的，我不是帮助你，我也不是帮助你的敌人，我是要来做我军队的元帅。
And but this figure actually answered Joshua's question. His answer is no, I'm not for you or for your enemy. I am to come as the commander of the army of the Lord.
也就是说，我不站在你这一边，我也不站在你的对手那一边，我要你来到我这一边。
And basically what he's saying is I'm not standing by your side or by your enemy's side.I want you to stand on my side.
那么这时候约书亚就立刻伏伏下拜，做出了一个非常正确的反应举动。
So Joshua actually reacted to that very accurately, and he bowed down and he worshipped.
那么我们知道，在美国内战、南北战争期间，一开始北方的军队是战绩是非常不好的，但有一次他们打了胜仗，打败南方军队。
And we know in the Civil War of U.S., in the beginning, the Northern Army actually is kind of doesn't have a good record of a battlefield record. And but one time, they do have a victory.
那么这时候，一个北方军队的一个将领就到林肯总统那里，就说这一次上帝站在了我们这一边。
And so after this battle, and one general come to the President Lincoln said, "Well, this time."God is on our side.
就是林肯就对这个将军说，永远不要说上帝站在我们这边，我们要永远站在上帝那一边。
And President Lincoln said to this general, he said, never, never say God is on our side. We want to be on God's side.
这是一个非常智慧的回答，这是圣经的教导。
And this is a very wise saying. And this actually in line with what the Bible teaches.
上帝在旧约时代就警告过他的选民以色列人，就是你们如果效法外邦人去犯罪的话，上帝说他降在埃及人身上的灾，上帝也会做同样的事情在以色列民身上。
And God actually warned Israelites during the Old Testament, said, if you follow the Gentile, the other people's behavior, and he will put those disasters on the Egypt, they will be put on the Israelites as well.
所以上帝的心意是万民都悔改归向他。上帝不是说站在哪一些人后面，或者站在哪一个政治势力的后面。
So God's heart is want all the people on earth can repent and run into him. He does not stand behind any political force or political party.
所以当耶稣基督复活的日子应该是大喜的日子，但是却有两个忧伤的门徒，他们不开心，他们忧愁。
So in the days of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, it's supposed to be a very joyful moment, but there's two disciples.They are not. They are depressed.
他们非常满面的愁苦，他们甚至认不出耶稣，因为耶稣不符合他们所谓的政治上的诉求和期望。
They are so full of depression, and they actually even cannot recognize Jesus because Jesus does not meet their expectation.
然后，他们心目中想象的复活的耶稣，可能是一个威武的元帅，率领千军万马。打败罗马帝国，复兴大卫的国。他们想象复活的耶稣应该是这个样子。
They probably imagined that resurrected Jesus would be like a great general and lead a huge army and defeat this Roman empire.
他们绝对不会想，复活的耶稣就是我在路上遇到的一个普通人。
They never imagined that the resurrected Jesus is just like ordinary people I run into my way to the Damascus.
我们刚才谈到这两个门徒也包括现在其实有很多人他把自己的政治诉求寄托在主耶稣基督那里。我们就来看耶稣他的政治观点是什么。
And so for those of put a lot of our political pursuit on Jesus, let's look at what Jesus said, what is his political view?
那么在约翰福音18章36节，耶稣回答说，我的国不属这世界，我的国若属这世界，我的臣仆必要征战，使我不至于被交给犹太人，只是我的国不属这世界。
And John 18:36, Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servant would fight, so that I would not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here.
如果说主耶稣基督有什么政治倾向、政治观点的话，这就是主耶稣的一个关于他自己政治观点的一个声明。
So if you were to say that Jesus has some political view, and then here is the statement from Jesus about his political view.
耶稣的政治立场、政治观点就是他没有政治立场、没有政治观点。
His political view or his political stand is that he has no political view or political stand.
因为耶稣讲得很清楚，他的国不属这世界。
Because Jesus made it very clear, his kingdom is not of this world.
这个世界要归向他，耶稣不是说来支持这个世界上哪一个国家去打败另外一个国家，或者支持哪一种政治势力打败另外一种政治势力。耶稣说他不做这样的事情。
And Jesus' view is this world need to come to him. He is not come to this world to have this political force to defeat another one, this political party to defeat another political party.
耶稣说我的国不属这些，我不是属于任何这个地上哪个特定的国家。
Because he said, my kingdom is not of this world. And if you want to put it clear, he's saying, my kingdom is not of any particular country on this earth.
那么在哥罗西书告诉我们，在基督的国里，在基督的教会肢体里，在此并不分希腊人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
And in Colossians chapter 3, verse 11, it said, in Christ is no longer Greek, nor Jews, circumcised, non-circumcised, barbarian, sincere, and slave or free, but Christ in all and in all, is all and in all.
那么在耶稣所列举的这些人当中，他们很多是彼此有不同的政治观点，或者彼此都互相有各种的争执啊争论，但是耶稣说这些人都可以在他里面。
And the Bible here lists the group of people, and almost like each pair has the complete opposite, different political view and a different political stand. And but Bible said,In Christ, all of them can be in one.
那么在路加福音13:28-30，耶稣是这样说，你们要看见亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各和众先知都在神的国里，你们却被赶到外面，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
And Luke chapter 13, verse 28-30, and Jesus said there will be weep and gasping.Gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and yourself flush out.
从东、从西、从南、从北，将有人来在神的国里坐席。只是有在后的将要在前，有在前的将要在后。
And there will come east and west, and from north and south, and sit in the kingdom of God. And indeed, they will last.Who will be the first, and they have the first who will be last.
所以这就是神的国，这就是上帝的国，这东南西北都有属于上帝的选民。
And this is the kingdom of God. This is a God's kingdom, and from east, west, north, south, they all have a God's chosen people.
耶稣特别提到，如果有一些他觉得，哎呀，只有我是亚伯拉罕的子孙，只有我是上帝的选民，排斥其他的人，那么这些人有可能会落到神的国外面去。
And Jesus actually specifically point out, if somebody think only I am the son of Abraham, and I am the chosen people of God, and they are made, could be like throw out and be cried in outside.
所以那两个门徒，我们再回到那两个门徒，他们当耶稣复活的日子，他们却满面的愁苦，因为耶稣不符合他们的期望。
So this, let's go back to the two disciples, and in the day of Jesus' resurrection, and they are full of depression and.
尤其是耶稣不符合他们政治上的期望。
Because Jesus does not meet their political expectation of Jesus.
所以他们满面愁苦，他们甚至认不出耶稣。
So they are full of depression and they even cannot recognize Jesus.
我们再看圣经中另外一位认不出耶稣的人，这一位就是施洗约翰。
And let's look at an example in the Bible that he cannot recognize Jesus. This is the John the Baptist.
那么在马太福音11:2-3，圣经这样说，约翰在监里听见基督所做的事，就打发两个门徒去，问他说，那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？
And so, when John heard that in the prison about work of Jesus, he went two of his disciples, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, Are you the coming one, or do we looking for another?
甚至连给耶稣施洗的施洗约翰，他都有一个时间，他不认识耶稣了。说你到底是谁呀、
啊、？And even the John the Baptist who baptized Jesus, and for a period of time, he couldn't recognize Jesus Christ. He said, "Who are you anyway?"
那么为什么会这样呢？因为施洗约翰他对耶稣有一个期望，而耶稣不符合他这个期望。
And why is that? Because I think John the Baptist has had an expectation of Jesus Christ, but seems Jesus Christ did not meet his expectation.
那么施洗约翰对耶稣的期望，他是这样说的，是记载在马太福音3:11-12。
And his expectation is recorded in chapter 3, verse 11 and 12, and you can read on the screen.
那么简单的说，使徒约翰对耶稣的期望或者对救赎主的期望，就是他有大能力，他来的他要审判，他有很大的能力。
And his expectation is he has great power and he come to judge.
然后他要把那些恶人那些糠都要烧掉，这是救赎主来做的事情。
And he going to burn all the chaff.
然后后来当使徒约翰被关在监牢里面，他看见耶稣行，他听见耶稣行了很多的神迹，耶稣确实有神的能力。
And then when John the Baptist was in the prison and he hear that Jesus performed a lot of miracles and he does have a power.
但是主耶稣没有用他这个能力去审判，去摧毁邪恶的罗马帝国。
But seems Jesus didn't use his power to deliver the judgment and to destroy the evil empire of Romans.
所以使徒约翰就说，诶，这他是谁呢？这个耶稣是谁呢？
So he got a question that who is this Jesus Christ?
所以今天呢，很多的时候我们也会往往不认识耶稣，因为我们心中对耶稣有自己的想象和期望。
So today, there's many times we do not recognize Jesus because we have our own expectation of Jesus.
我们怎样才能真正的认识耶稣呢？我们只有单单从圣经、从神的话来认识耶稣，而丢弃我们自己的期望和想象。
So how do we truly know Jesus? The only way we can do it is solely by the word of God from the Bible and cast out our own imagination of what we think what Jesus should be.
啊，这就是耶稣对那两个灰心失望的门徒所做的事情。
And that's what Jesus did to these two depressed disciples.
啊，路加福音24:25-27，啊，耶稣对他们说：“无知的人呐，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。”
And Luke 24:25-27 said, Then he said to them, O foolish ones, slow our heart to believe in all that prophet has spoken.
基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
Are not Christ to be suffered those things and then to enter into his glory?
于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指的自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
And the beginning of Moses and all the prophets, he expound to them all the scriptures that things concern himself.
也就是说，耶稣对他的门徒说，从圣经中来认识耶稣，圣经关于耶稣所说的一切话，旧约圣经关于耶稣所说的一切话，现在都应验了，现在都成全了。
So basically that Jesus teaches these two disciples, you got to, through all the Old Testament, all the two Old Testament say about me to know me, and they all be shown.
对，这两个门徒为什么愁苦？为什么没有认识耶稣？因为他们是带着自己的期望，尤其是政治期望，他们没有从圣经中来看神的话。
So why this?Two disciples troubled and depressed because they did not from the Bible to recognize Jesus, but they tried to recognize Jesus per their own expectation.
如果我们不从圣经神的话来认识神，我们的心就会被这个世界各种声音所牵引、所迷惑、所欺骗。
And if we not try to use from the Bible to know Jesus Christ, then our heart will be fooled, will be distracted by all kind of false teaching of this world.
我们甚至有可能被这种政治势力所利用，或者被那一种政治势力所利用，然后我们还觉得我们在侍奉神。
And we even could be used by this political force and that political force and unknowingly, but we're still thinking we are serving God.
这是非常可怕的事情。我们可能越是这样做的话，我们可能越不认识耶稣了。
And this is a very terrifying thing. The more we're doing that, the less we know Jesus Christ.
后来这两个门徒他们心里就火热起来，他们就想起在路上耶稣给他们说的话，他们心里就火热起来。
Of course, later, these two disciples, when they think about that, when they thought what Jesus told them on the way, and then their heart burned.
后来我就在想，诶，为什么他们的心后来就火热起来呢？我又回想，我有没有经历过这个心由冰冷到火热这样的一个经历？
And so I thought about why this two disciples, their heart is burned. And I'm thinking myself,Do I have this experience, my heart from the cold to burn?
我就想起，就是前段时间我们在教会给弟兄姊妹一起来看那个在中国大陆武汉那个疫情最严重的时候，有一群基督徒却在街上给人家传福音发单张。
And I think about the one, not long ago in the church, we shouted to the video that.In the most critical time, severe time of the COVID-19 in the city of Wuhan, and this group of Christian brothers and sisters, actually, they are preaching the gospel on the street.
然后他甚至把自己的小孩子，甚至四岁的小孩都带到街上去给人家传福音发单张。
They're not only them do themselves, they even bring their children and four-year-old old children and on the street and distribute theGospel flight and preach the gospel.
然后我看到这一切，我心里就开始有热量了。
And when I saw this, I feel like my heart is burned.
然后我相信有些弟兄姊妹看到这些，可能也是心里开始慢慢火热了，有点火热。
And I believe that a lot some brothers and sisters also the heart is warm and burned.
后来我在想，哎，为什么我心里有这样的一个火热或者激动呢？为什么会产生呢
？And so I thought that why do I have my heart this type of burning and this type of excitement？
我醒察我自己，我就发现，原来当我看到他们，我在对比我自己，我感到羞愧，我感到惭愧，我感到心被刺痛了。
And I realized that when I look at them, I compare myself, and I just feel, I feel shame, and my embarrassed, and I feel my heart, it's a cut into my heart.
所以我这时候就明白，那个心里火热啊，不一定是一个很舒服的火热，而是心里被刺的火辣辣痛的那种热。
So I come to understand that when the burning heart is not necessarily some kind of comfortable feeling, it could be just a very,cut to heart, this type of feeling.
那么当圣灵充满使徒们在五旬节他们站起来传讲耶稣基督的福音。
If you remember in the Pentecost, the first time that disciples stand up and preach the gospel.
然后在使徒行传二章三十六节到三十七节圣经这样记载我们大家可以一起来读一下哈，大家看到这个大屏幕。
And Acts chapter 2, verse 36 to 37, and we can read together. You can look on the screen, we can read it together.
使徒行传二章三十六节，故此以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主，为基督了。众人听见这话，就觉得扎心，就对彼得和其他的使徒说，弟兄们，我们当怎样行？那么这里会看到这样的一群人，他们的心被刺痛了。
And here we can see a group of people, they were cut to the heart.
然后他们马上就说，我们要有所行动，我们要动起来，我们要有所行动。
And then immediately they said, what should we do? We need to take some action.
所以我们在回想那两个心里本来是灰心冰冷的门徒，他们心里火热起来。他们马上就说我们要回到耶路撒冷去，我们要赶紧行动起来。
And so we record this two disciples, and when their heart from cold become burned, and they immediately said, we got to go back to Jerusalem. They need to take action.
所以这里有非常相似的地方，这些众人听见耶稣的福音，他们觉得心里扎心，这些话让我们的心里很痛，所以他们马上说，我们要行动，我们要怎么做呢？
And so this something similar happened here. And here, those group of Israelites, when they hear the disciples preach, and they feel cut to their heart. And then they ask themselves, what should we do? What action should we take?
有时候我们会看见，当人的心被神的话刺痛的时候，他会重新跳动，他会被热起来。这个热不一定是舒舒服服的，而是让你火辣辣的，痛的感觉。
And so, we can see when the people's heart be cut into heart by the word of God, and then in their heart there is a things happen. It may not be necessary a comfortable type of feeling, but rather it's kind of burning type of cut to the heart.
我们会看见主耶稣刺痛扫罗的心，后来改名叫保罗，成为使徒保罗。
This happened everywhere. We can see also Paul, his heart was cut by Jesus. And then his name changed from Saul to Paul.
那么当扫罗行路的时候，将到大马士革，突然从天上发光，四面照着他，他就伏倒在地，听见有声音对他说，扫罗扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？大家可以看这个大屏幕上的经文。
And this is recorded Acts chapter 3, chapter 9, verses 3 to 5. You can read on the screen.
然后这时候扫罗就说，主啊，你是谁？主耶稣就说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。我们可以想象一下，耶稣这句话是如何的刺痛了扫罗，后来改名叫保罗，是如何的刺痛了他，扎到他的心里去。
So Jesus basically said, I am the one that you persecute. And so we can imagine how that Paul's heart was be cut by the word of Jesus.
对，保罗的心那个时候深深的被这句话所刺痛了，然后他就深深的改变了他的，这句话深深的改变了保罗的生命，他彻底改变了，然后他就要有行动。
So Paul's heart was deeply cut by this word and also bring out this complete change in his life and bring out his action.
那么我们再看，事实上当耶稣对那去到以马忤斯那两个灰心的门徒，耶稣对他们说的话，耶稣是重重的严厉的责备了他们。
And we also go back to that in the two disciples that Jesus talked to them. And Jesus actually is very harshly rebuked them.
耶稣对他们说，无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信的太迟钝了。
And Jesus said to them, O foolish one, and slow of heart to believe in all that prophets have spoken.
我们中文翻译无知的人呐、啊，这还是比较温和的说法。那么事实上，这句话的语言语气是非常非常强烈的。
So in Chinese translation, the old foolish one is kind of mild, but actually, the original language is a very strong, expression.
就说你们怎么这么傻，你们怎么傻到这个地步了？
And basically was saying, how foolish are you? How could you be foolish to that extent?
我们可以我们可以思想一下，体会一下，当我们心情最压抑最愁苦的时候，突然有一个人对我们说，你们怎么这么傻，你怎么傻到这个地步，我们是什么感觉啊？
How can we imagine that when we are very depressed and we have very anxiety and someone come to us and said, how could you be so foolish? How could you be foolish to that extent? How do we feel?
我们一定会被这句话所深深的刺痛了。
And we will definitely be cut to the heart by this word.
很多的时候我们对主耶稣基督有我们自己错误的期望和想象。
A lot of times to Jesus we have our own wrong expectation or imagination.
我们在想啊，耶稣看到这两个灰心失望的人，耶稣来了，耶稣会怎么做呢？耶稣一定会安慰他们，不要难过，不要灰心。
And maybe we think when these two depressed disciples, Jesus walked them, Jesus probably would comfort them, say, oh, "Don't be worried, don't be troubled."
我们可能会想啊，耶稣对他们说啊，我知道你期望的是什么，你期望就是推翻罗马帝国，复兴大卫的国，我现在就来实现呢。
And we will think what Jesus would say to them, "You, I know your expectation. You want to defeat the Roman Emperor."Empire, and then I will get it done for you.
Oh, 不要难过，哦，不要哭，不要灰心。来来来来来，我来满足你，我来显个神迹给你看。
And Jesus will say to them, "Don't be troubled and don't be despaired. I'll show a sign for you."
我们可能想象的耶稣是这个样子，安慰那些忧愁的人，安慰那些伤心的人。
And that's probably our imagination that Jesus would do to comfort this two troubled and depressed person.
但是圣经怎么写的呢？圣经告诉我们，耶稣完全没有这样做。相反，耶稣非常严厉，用非常严厉的话去斥责他们，去责备他们，根本不管他们此时的心情，也不管他们是否能够接受得了。
And what we look at that.Bible didn't record that way, but actually Jesus at that time is very harshly rebuked them and tell them they don't have a faith and even didn't consider their feelings or whether they can take that or not.
所以后来这两个人回想起来，他说：“哎呀，我们在路上，耶稣给我们讲这些话的时候，我们心是。”多么的火热，或者说我们的心被深深的刺激了，会热辣辣的痛。
And so later, these two disciples recall when Jesus speak all those words to them, and they are burned. Or if you translate it another way, their heart was cut, and because of that cut, and caused kind of burning in their heart.
我们有没有过这样的经历呢？
And do we have this type of experience?
我们有没有过这样与神同行的经历？我们的心有没有火热起来？
And do we have this experience that walking with God and our heart was burned?
当我们读圣经，当我们祷告，或者当我们思想神的话，聆听神的话的时候，
When we read Bible, when we pray, and we hear God's word,
我们是不是哎，有一个感觉，有一个经历，就是耶稣透过这些话，耶稣在责备我们，对我们说：“你多么傻呀！你怎么信心怎么这么小
？”Do we have the experience when we read the Word of God, and we have the experience that Jesus through this word speak to us, and you're a fool, and you're so little faith?
我们有没有啊？因为生活中面临一些事情。或者看到一些社会现象，我们心里忧愁愁苦，然后我们打开圣经，或者我们来到神的面前来祷告。
And do we have this experience whether we go through some hardship of our life or some phenomena? We see some phenomena of the society. We have some depression in our feelings, and we come to God, read His word, and pray to God.
那么正在这个时候啊。耶稣没有像我们想象的那样来安慰我们，来抚慰我们。相反，耶稣透过圣经的话，透过神的话，深深的刺痛我们。
And do we have those experiences that when we through those phenomena we come to read the Word of God, and Jesus not come to like comfort us comfort us, but rather through those words and speak to us and cut to our heart?
我们有没有过这样的经历呢？
Do we have those type of experience?
我们会看见，如果我们有这样的经历，这才是真正我们的心能被刺痛，才是真正我们的心能够重新被火眺望火热起来。
If you have this experience, you realize that as soon as our heart be cut into our heart, word of God cut in the heart, and then our heart will be warm and hot and burn.
我们来看圣经的一处记载，那是很多弟兄姊妹都非常熟悉。我们知道就是大卫他犯罪，他娶了八十八为妻，然后谋杀了八十八的妻子。
And
哦，对不起，谋杀了八十八的丈夫。
Let's record hear this story, and I think a lot of people are familiar with this story when David commit adultery and commit the murder.
那当大卫犯下这样的罪，抢夺别人的妻子，谋杀别人的丈夫，当大卫犯下这样的罪的时候，先知拿单就来见大卫。
And when David commit this type of sin, and he take other people's wife and murder the husband, and then the prophet Nathan come to him.
然后拿单对大卫就说，来，我给你讲一个故事。
And Nathan basically told David, said, hey, let me tell you a story.
他说，这里有一个富人，他有很多很多的羊，这里有一个穷人，他只有一只小羊羔。
And so there's a rich man, he has a lot of sheep, but there's a poor man, only has one little lamb.
然后这一只小羊羔对于那个穷人来说，哇，这就是像他的孩子一样珍贵啊。
And this little lamb for this poor man is just so precious, just like his child.
结果那个富人呢，他却抢夺了这个穷人的唯一一只小羊羔。然后先知拿单就为大卫就说，你说这个富人该怎么办，该怎么对待这个富人。
And then the rich man actually just take away this only lamb that poor man has. And then Nathan, Prophet Nathan actually asked David, what do you think? How do we do with this rich man?
结果大卫义愤填膺了，就这个人该死，这个人绝对该死啊。
And so David is very angry hear that story, said this person deserves to die.
接下来先知拿单对大卫说一句什么话呢？
And then whatNathan said to David,
先拿单对大卫说，你就是这个人。
And then Nathan said to him, you are the one.
所以我们读这些圣经的经文，我们可能平平淡淡就读过去，但是你真的如果把自己放到这个圣经的经文当中，你就会知道。
Lot of times when we read the Bible, we just like to read text, pass through. But if you really put yourselfin the scene,
你就会知道先知拿单对大卫讲的这句话，你就是那人，是多么的刺痛了大卫，多么的就深深的让他的心能够痛。
And if you put yourself in the scene or in the David's place, you will realize how the Nathan's saying of you are that person, how much that will cut to David's heart.
就好像我看到那些基督徒在最困难最大压力的时候，他们在坚持的传福音。
Just like I see those Christians in Wuhan in the very most difficult time, they keep on preach the gospels.
然后我就我的心火热起来，我被他们的行为挑旺了。
And so my heart is getting warm and hot because I was stirred by their face.
后来我才明白，原来是我看到他们，我在看我自己。这是我的心被刺了。
And I realized that when I look at them, and I look into myself, and my heart was cut.
所以，如果我们如果有这样的经历，当我们读圣经的时候，当我们来默想祷告神的话的时候，或者当我们聆听神话语的时候，如果我们有这样的经历。
So, if we have those experiences that our heart is cut while we read Bible, while we hear God's word, or we pray.
我们就说，原来这个圣经中说的这个没有信心的人，说的这个悖逆的人，是在说我呀，我就是这样的。
And then we come to realize, what the Bible says, this a little faced person or the person who's rebellious is me. I'm like that.
如果我们看到圣经说，这些爱金钱、爱世界超过爱上帝的人，不是那个少年，不仅仅说是那个少年官，说的就是我呀，我就是那个少年官。
And then we realize, the Bible says that those who love the world, love the money more than love God, is not only referred to this young ruler, but It's about me. I am that young ruler.
如果我们在读神的话的时候，我们这样对上帝的话所刺痛、所光照，我们就像那两个门徒走在路上，耶稣与我们同行。
And so if when we read the word of God, our heart be cut by the word of God, and God's word shed light in our life, then we just like these two disciples, we walk with Jesus.
如果我们有这样的经历，我要恭喜你，因为这表明圣灵依然在我们心里做工。
And if we have this type of experience, I want to congratulate you.You because that demonstrates that Holy Spirit is in you. In
这些神的话可能会刺痛我们，这些经历可能会刺痛我们，但是表达了耶稣直到如今没有丢弃我。耶稣直到如今他在改变我，他在挽回我。
And those experiences could be cut into heart, and it's not comfortable, but actually demonstrate one thing is that.Jesus is still working on me, and Jesus still wants to change me.
所以我们会看见耶稣与那两个门徒同行的时候，我们会看见上帝何等的慈爱。
And so when we look at the story that Jesus walked with these two disciples, we see how great love that God has.
主耶稣完全可以不理那两个门徒，就别的门徒都信，就他们不信，完全可以不理他们，然后他们逃离了耶路撒冷。
And Jesus actually can completely ignore these two disciples because all the other disciples believed and these two disciples don't believe and they run away from Jerusalem.
他离就是这两个门徒离开了复活的主耶稣，主耶稣完全可以不管他们。
Because these two disciples left the resurrected Jesus and Jesus can actually ignore them.
但是主耶稣没有这样做。
But Jesus didn't do that.
所以就像主耶稣他自己所说的那个寻找失羊的比喻，就是一百只羊当中有一只走失了，这个牧者都要把它找回来。
And Jesus, just like what he said, they're like the lost sheep. If one of the sheep out of 100 lost, the shepherd will go there to find that lost sheep.
所以当时在耶路撒冷的门徒都相信耶稣复活，结果主耶稣亲自去寻找那两个已经逃跑、已经走掉的那两个门徒。
So at that time, the disciples at the Jerusalem, they all believed that Jesus was resurrected. But Jesus actually spent time to looking for these two disciples. They ran away from Jerusalem.
然后耶稣刺痛他们的心，严严的责备他们。
And Jesus actually used his word to rebuke them. Actually.They were cut to heart.
耶稣对他们说：“丢弃你们那些自己的想象、自己的幻想，回到圣经中来吧。圣经中一切指着耶稣的话都成就了。”
And Jesus said to them, "Just forget about it. Get rid of all your imagination or your expectation of me, and go back to the Bible. And all the Bible that speak of me, all those words are fulfilled."
在现在这段疫情蔓延的时间，很多人心情非常的愁苦，非常的压抑，很多甚至很多主内的姊妹弟兄姊妹基督徒也是这样。
And during this time of COVID-19, a lot of people are very depressed and there's a lot of anxiety and even some Christian brothers and sisters.
但我们不要忘记，其实圣经早就告诉我们了，主耶稣再来的日子近了，然后主耶稣再来的时候，这个世界就是这个样子的。
And but the Bible already told us that the second coming of Jesus Christ is near, and in the end of time is like this.
耶稣早就说了，他要再来，然后他再来的日子临近的时候，这个世界就是多处有各样的灾祸灾荒，然后民要攻打民，国要攻打国。
And in Jesus' teaching, Jesus said when he is going to come, and before his time to come, the world is like this. There's a lot of famine and disaster, and country fight country, people fight people.
然后人会变得越来越自私，人会不爱神。
And people become more and more self-centered, selfish and don't love God.
我们看今天这个世界就是这样啊，就像耶稣说的这样啊。
If you look at the world today, it's like this, like what Jesus said.
所以愿圣灵此刻提醒我们，就像当年的耶稣提醒那两个忧伤灰心的门徒一样，愿圣灵此刻也对我们说话，也刺痛我们的心。
And may the Holy Spirit like he speak to, like Jesus speak to the two disciples, and today the Holy Spirit is also speak to us. And may his word cut to our heart.
愿圣灵对我们说，你们这些无知的人啊，你们怎么愚昧到这个程度？你看这个世界上发生的这些事情，不是正好就应验圣经的话吗？
And so may the Holy Spirit speak to us that you're full and you're full to that extent. See what happened in this world. Is that fulfill what the Bible said?
不是正好应验耶稣说的一切指向他的话，指向他要再来的话，都在一件一件成就吗？
Is that all the things happen? Is that fulfilled that what Jesus said about the things will happen before his second come?
然后耶稣不是说了吗？他再来要接这些地上属他的人回天家吗？耶稣他再来不是要让我们与他一起在那永恒的荣耀里吗？
Is that Jesus said when his second come, he will take all those of him to the kingdom heaven, and he and us will be stayed in the eternal heavenly place.
所以耶稣在圣经中不早就告诉我们，我们看到这个世界上有这些事情发生，我们就知道他来了，他来的日子近了，然后他来了。这是大喜的日子，这是我们能够与我们最爱的主欢聚的日子。
Is that what Jesus told us when we see all those signs, we know that the time of his second coming is near, and when he comes, it will be joy, most joyful moment because his people will be rejoiced with him.
因为圣灵对我们说，那我们为什么还要愁苦呢？
And may the Holy Spirit speak to us, if thatThen why should we troubled?
我们为什么还被各种各样的政治言论、各种各样的信息、各种各样这个世界上的观点所牵引、所左右？然后我们愁苦，我们抑郁。
So if that's the case, why we're still bombarded with all those world political view and all the different negative news, and then we depressed and we will lead astray?
我们不是看到圣经中启示录最后一个祷告是这地上所有信靠耶稣爱耶稣的人所发出的一个最深的祷告。
Have we read in the Bible the last prayer that all the people generation from generation on this earth who love Jesus their last prayer?
他说耶稣我愿你来啊。
And yes Lord may you come.
我们看到这一切事情发生，我们看到圣经的话应验了，我们不说、哎、耶稣你来的日子近了，我们不是应该高兴吗？
And when we see all these things happen, we see this fulfill that the sign of the of what things going to happen before the second of Jesus Christ. Should we be happy about this?
我们为什么还在那里忧伤愁苦、被许许多多的、这个世界上的言论就是所影响说所牵引。
Why should we affect by all this world news and to be led by those world news and be dominated by those world news and so that we'll be depressed and distressed?
当然我们深深的爱着那些在病痛当中的人，在困难当中的人，我们深深的爱我们自己，很多人也在病痛当中，也在困难当中，可能也会失业，也会面临各种样的压力。
Of course, we have a deep love for those people in the suffering. Maybe some of us ourselves in the suffering, in the sickness, in the lost job, and all kinds of difficulties.
所以这就是我们竭力为什么在这段时间我们还在竭力透过各种各样可能的方式去传递口罩也好，事实上我们在传递小小的福音单张。我们爱这个世界，我们爱病痛当中愁苦当中的人，我们自己也在其中。
And that's why even this difficult time will try to do our the utmost, try to preach the gospel. And when we pass out the masks, the fact is that we deliver those gospel flies because we love all those people, and we are in that difficult with them as well.
所以我们不是说当世界在愁苦的时候我们心里高兴我们不是这个样子。
It's not saying that when the world is in the difficulty, in the tribulation, and we are happy. It's not that case.
我们与哀伤的人一同的哀伤。We
mourn with those who mourn.
但是我们不会灰心，不会绝望，我们心里有真正的平安，有真正的喜乐，因为我们知道耶稣你再来的日子近了。But
in our heart, we are not depressed, we are not troubled, because in our heart, we have the understanding that Jesus, the second coming of Jesus is near.
所以我们要抓住这最后一点的时间，把神给我们的恩典，把神的爱，在这个世界上抓住这最后一点时间，尽可能的去传扬出来，把耶稣的福音尽可能的传扬出来。
So we want to grab the last opportunity that do our utmost to preach the gospel and the preach the good news of Jesus Christ.
所以这就是那两个后来心里火热的门徒，他们刚刚从耶路撒冷回来，他们刚刚好不容易坐下来打算要吃饭。And
so this is what happened to these disciples. They just come out of Jerusalem and they just want to settle and they want to stand. Sit down, want to eat their meal.
他们这时候就想起来，当耶稣在路上跟我们讲话的时候，我们心里被刺痛了，我们心里火热，我们现在赶紧要回耶路撒冷，又要跑25里路跑回去。And
so they basically, they want to eat the meal, but they suddenly realize that when Jesus, speak to them, their heart was burning, and so they want to. A right way, they want to go back, run another 25 miles, go back to Jerusalem.
所以愿意今天我们所思想的圣经的话语，在我们每一个弟兄姊妹心中也做同样的工作，也让我们的心被刺痛，也让我们的心能够火热起来。So
may today when we think about the study of the Word of God, and may the Word of God cut to our heart, and our heart can be burned again.
让我们丢弃我们自己很多很多对上帝的一些错误的期望，对耶稣一些错误的期望，让我们不要被这个世界所影响和牵引。Let's
cast our own wrong expectation of God, expectation of Jesus Christ, and let us not led by the all kind of false teaching of this world.
让我们眼睛注目在圣经当中，我们会看见今天这个世界发生的一切，正是应验了圣经所说的一切关于耶稣的话都要成就。Let's
focus on the word of God so we come to realize that all the things that Bible says about Jesus will be all be fulfilled.
让我们的心不再 愁苦不再忧伤，让我们抓住这最后一点的机会，竭力奔跑，死守信仰，然后把福音带到更多的人。And
so in this time, end of time, so our heart is not depressed and troubled. Rather, we will press on, we will hold our face and preach the gospel to the most people we can.
我们最后一起来读一处圣经，是在启示录。 第19章第5节到第8节。And
in closing, let's read a Bible, which is the Revelation chapter 19, verse 5 to verse 8.
大家可以看到大屏幕，我们可以一起来读启示录19。You
can look on the screen and let's read together.
启示录19章5节起。 有声音从宝座出来说，神的众仆人啊。 凡敬畏他的，无论大小，都要赞美我们的神。我听见好像群众的声音、众水的声音、大雷的声音，说：“哈利路亚！因为主我们的神全能者作王了。我们要欢喜快乐， 将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。感谢神，我们处在这个时代，我们亲身见证，亲身经历圣经中所写关于耶稣再来的日子的话都要成就。
Thank God when we go through this time and we will testify that what the Bible said about Jesus and his second coming, those things are to be fulfilled.
让我们在这最后一点的时间，主来的日子临近的时候，让我们预备好我们自己，就好像那个心腹预备好自己一样。
And so in this, let's grab this final time and let's prepare ourselves, just like a bride prepare herself.
我们穿上洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
And we have this fine linen, and this is the righteous acts of the saint.
我们知道圣经中提到人的义其实都是污秽的衣裳。
And the Bible mentioned that all the man's righteousness are like a filthy garment.
但是圣经却在这里告诉我们圣徒的义却是洁白的衣裳。
And but here, the Bible tells us that the saint's righteousness is a bright and fine linen.
所以愿圣灵带领我们，让我们在这末后的时光，让我们能够得着这洁白的衣裳，让我们能够持守，不跌倒，不失脚，不染上瑕疵。
And so the Holy Spirit lead us that in the end of time, we have this bright white clothing and will be not stumbled.
让我们能够预备好自己，能够有一天欢欢喜喜的来到主耶稣面前，他要来接我们。
And we prepare ourselves that one day we come to Jesus and with joy, and he will come to take us with him.
当我们见到主耶稣之后，我们愿圣灵带领我们，让我们每一个人都可以坦然无惧对主耶稣说，那当跑的路我们跑了，那美好的仗我们打了。
And may God help us so the day when we see Jesus, we can say to him that I have fought good fight and I run the course.
所信的道我们守住了。
I have kept the faith.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们愿你的话语此刻刺痛我们的心。
Our Heavenly Father, we pray that your word speak to our heart and cut into our heart.
让我们冷淡的心，忧伤的心，愁苦的心，能够被神的话语所刺痛，所眺望。
So our cold heart and the heart of trouble and depressed can be cut by the word of God and be burned again.
让我们的心重新为上帝而跳动，让我们的心重新为上帝而燃烧。
So our heart will be burned again for God, and God, our heart will beat again for God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Let's pray in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. We thank for the message.
真的是让我们时刻钉钉在主的身上，让主挑旺我们的爱心，挑旺我们的信心。
May I focus on Jesus Christ, so Jesus will make us have a burning heart and have a strong face.
让我们用下面这首诗歌来回应十字架是我的荣耀。
We'll respond the message with the hymn we're going to sing below. And Christ's cross is my glory.
旧的十字架是我的依靠，世人看为羞耻，我看为珍宝。因着耶稣牺牲，神与我和好，十字架是我的荣耀。起我的世家，天路我奔跑，世人看为愚拙，我看为荣耀。不为魔鬼恐高，不怕人嘲笑，耶稣基督做我中宝。十字架是我的荣耀，向黑暗世界来宣告，十字架是我的荣耀，我蒙救赎恩典的记号。
感谢主，愿神祝福我们。 那我们接下来是报告事项的时间。我们第一项还是跟往常一样，是希望鼓励大家参加教会的其他的线上的活动。我们周二晚上7点的祷告会，周三上午10点的姊妹会，周五晚上7点半的查经，和每隔周六的晚上的7点半的提摩太团契的聚会，我们都用同样的一个 link， 就是大家如果用 Zoom 登录的话，都是应该是同一个那个 meeting ID 都可以登录的，登录到这些教会的聚会中间。然后接下来第二个事项是下周六早上4月25号下周六早上8点的弟兄会，是我们邀请弟兄可以有这个负担的可以一起来参加，我们可以在里面有祷告和分享。然后第三项是我们可以
这个是8点的 AM，
8点 AM 对。早上八点的聚会，不是晚上 ，sorry 写错了。然后第三项是为收到福音口罩的人祷告。那我们教会从国内收到了一批就是口罩，新的口罩，然后我们可以在这里分发给周围有需要的人。同时我们在里面也放了福音的单张。我们上个礼拜可能大家也知道，我们有很多的弟兄姊妹为此事都付出了很多的辛劳。我们也为求主纪念他们，同时我们也为这些收到口罩 package 的人祷告，因为里面有福音单张，希望他们能够看到这些单张，能够知道我们认识我们这位主，我们这位神。然后第四项是，如果有任何的奉献，还是鼓励大家去用支票的方式寄到教会的邮箱，然后下面这个是教会的地址。然后大家如果不知道的话，在 Google 里面一查，其实也都会出来这个地址，142 North Eldorado Street。然后也鼓励大家这个奉献也不要停止，虽然我们现在在线上聚会，同样该把归给神的归给神。然后接下来是上周的奉献的情况。然后一般奉献大家可以看到，一般奉献是4100，然后建堂是100。我们同样的有继续为 Joseph Project 和 Boys Rescue Mission 有奉献。然后也有为美国的疫情有部分的奉献，同时有爱心的 pass through， 弟兄姐妹之间的爱心的 pass through， 一共是总数是5450。好，那这就是今天的报告事项。那如果没有别的报告的话，我们一起来做我们的信仰告白，我们一起来读我们的使徒信经。我们一起，我信上帝全能的父，创造天地的主。我信我主耶稣基督，上帝的独生子，因圣灵感孕，从童贞女玛利亚所生，在本丢比拉多手下受难，被钉在十字架上，受死埋葬，降在阴间，第三天从死里复活，后升天，坐在全能父上帝的右边，将来必从那里降临审判活人死人。我信圣灵，我信圣而公之教会，我信圣徒相通，我信罪得赦免，我信身体复活，我信永生，阿们。那我们接下来请冯涛弟兄带我们祝祷。
我们用民数记6:24-26的经文来祝祷。愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你，愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你，愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen.
好，大家默祷后可以散会。愿神祝福大家，我们下周再见。